It began as an attempt to rescue two kidnapped Israeli soldiers, but ended in what a growing number of Israelis now view as a humiliating military failure. The 34-day war with Hezbollah in Lebanon has left more than 100 Israeli soldiers and dozens of Israeli civilians dead. Damage could be in the billions, and the two abducted soldiers remain captive. To get a sense of the political fallout in Israel, we turn to Hirsch Goodman with the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies at Tel Aviv University. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Goodman.
My pleasure.
According to recent polls, support for Prime Minister Ehud Olmert is falling. What are people there saying about his handling of the war with Hezbollah?
Well, I think there's a general consensus that he's very inexperienced. He's never had to handle a war before. I think the real public anger is at our defense minister, who has never held a cabinet post before. So I think the total lack of experience at the government level is a big issue here, but people do not want an election now. They want stability now. And therefore, I don't think there's going to be immediate political fallout on the government. With regard to the military, however, that's a totally different story.
Now, the Israeli Defense Ministry has launched an internal investigation into the military's handling of this war. Is that going to be enough to satisfy critics, or do you see some more change happening?
Oh, no, that's like letting the cat guard the milk. The defense minister appoints a committee of his buddies to look into his actions. It's just not going to go down with the public. The military was grossly unprepared for this war. Its intelligence was lacking. They knew nothing about what missiles Hezbollah had. Secondly, the army was very ill-prepared. Soldiers were sent out to battle with no water, vehicles with no fuel. The concept in the military was that they can fight this war from the air. They couldn't fight the war from the air. So from every military point of view here, there's been a tremendous intelligence failure and a huge operational failure. Now, the reason for this, I think, is that the Israeli military for the last 5-10 years has been totally focused on the Palestinian issue on the one hand and the Iranian nuclear program on the other hand. And Hezbollah was seen as a tactical problem, not a strategic problem. And we were taken totally by surprise.
Israel launched an attack on a Hezbollah stronghold in Lebanon today, despite the ceasefire agreement. What do you think the message is from that?
I don't know. It confused me. If this had been a raid to try and rescue the two captured soldiers, I'd understand it. But I must admit, I find it puzzling, and just hope it's not the extension of the very poor decision-making that has been the phenomenon most striking about this war.
Now, both the United States and Israel had hoped that this war would weaken Hezbollah to the point that it was no longer a threat. But Hezbollah is still armed at this point, playing a key role in South Lebanon in reconstruction of that part of the country. What is the threat of Hezbollah still being there?
Look, no country can sustain a private army on its soil, and Hezbollah is a private army that works at the behest of a foreign power called Iran. And I don't think the Lebanese government or the international community will now tolerate this. So while, yes, Israel was humiliated militarily, and while there is to be a lot of soul-searching here, at the end of the day, the strategic equation is that Hezbollah is under a magnifying glass. The international community has made a commitment to the restoration of Lebanese sovereignty. So perhaps at the end of the day, with unintended consequences, the results may actually be positive.
Hirsch Goodman is a senior fellow with the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies at Tel Aviv University. Thanks for speaking with us.
It's been my pleasure.